Shemen of Shvius. The Ikur Din, right? If you have oil, that's Shemitah oil, you can be madlik with it. Because that is a permissible use. Mukharai v'lokach by Shemen, ain't madlikim by. However, if you sell it and you buy other Shemen with it, that other Shemen cannot be used for hadlaka.
So,
what? Not because of the din of machar. This is a case where you permissibly are allowed to use it. It wasn't like.
No, but you can't sell it.
It wasn't a case where you can't. It was a case where somehow you
why
could, where it was a small amount or something like that.
Shemen?
What?
Why is it so
right. So what? Why is it osir? You're asking why it's osir? Because.
Why is it mutter in the first place because it's
considered a davar hashav l'chol nefesh, right? We said that use for shemen was davar hashav l'chol nefesh, and even though it's be'ikul achila, a hadlaka is, as we know, we're about to come up the Chanukah, hadlaka is a permissible use, right? So it's permissible. But if you sell it, right, on the flip side, on the end, right, the second shemen cannot be used because the Chachamim have an issue with your switching it, and somebody's going to say, one second, he's using it for to be madlik, so maybe when you're machlif,
it's okay.
So the Chachamim are more machmer, and that's why Rav Meir says in the case of Domim, even though with Paris that are Einlon Beer, there'll be more machmer with damim because damim could always be switched around. So in the same way, we're more machmer. With the second shemen, we're more machmer with the damim. That's what Meir says. It's correct. It's rabbinic in nature, right? It is rabbinic in nature. And this is the way we're going to learn it, even though the Gra has a different way of learning it, okay? I'm just telling you, this is machlekes mefarshim, okay? Rabbi Imi, we're turning the page on Nun Hey Amit Aleph. You with me, Shlomi? What happened? I don't know what happened. I lost the name. I didn't know. Okay. Okay. I don't know what happened to Shlomi. Can I not? It's possible I can't use this together with.
Can't record it and use it
at the same time. That's probably what happened. Yeah. Okay. I'm still on here. If they can get on here.
Are you still recording?
I am. I am still recording. Okay. Okay. So we're on Nun Hey. We are on Nun Hey Amid Aleph. Okay. Rabbi Imi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. So remember, we have a situation. Okay. What is the situation? We have a din where when you switch one shemen with another shemen, the second shemen is more chomer, cannot be used for kindling. So Rabbi Imi said in the Shemen Rabbi Yochanan, Hichlev shemen b'shemen, if you switch one shemen for another shemen, shneim asurim. And here we're talking about a barter. Here we're talking about a barter. So Shapsi and I have our own flasks. I give Shapsi my flask, Shapsi gives me his flask, so we bartered shemen, okay?
Flasks are filled with oil.
Shvius oil, right? Okay, so when you do that, if you say, like Rav Meir pointed out the halacha, that the second shemen is more chomer than the original shemen and cannot be used for hadlaka, so then if we barter it, we both are usher, right? Hichlev shemen b'shemen, shneim asurim. Ketzad hu aisa, what should you do? Reb Chizkiya b'shem Reb Yirmiya, machlev shneim shel chulin. I should go and switch my shemen for non-shvius things, and he should go and switch his shemen for non-shvius things. And at least the shemen are still going to be shvius, but they will be able to use padlaka. So the way it works is like this. This is slightly, I hope I'm getting it clear enough, and it's very important to really get this. So you have, let's say you have grapes, okay, that are shvius. And you switch the grapes for meat, okay? And you switch the grapes.
How do you switch it by?
Whatever, don't get it. We'll talk, let's focus. Switch the grapes. No, I'm trying to get to the switch. I want to discuss however you switch it, whatever the way of doing it, however you do it. So you switch the grape for meat, right? So the meat takes on Kedushas Shvius, and the grapes are also Kedushas Shvius. So the original never loses a Kedushas Shvius. That's the original. The Kedushas Shvius, it gets added on to the second thing. Let's say you switch that meat with fish.
It's not in that realm. The meat has no connection to Kedushas Shvius.
It doesn't matter. Whatever you could do with Shvius, it doesn't matter. It takes on Kedushas Shvius.
How do you put on a Kedushas that doesn't exist?
It's the same thing with Dhamim. It's the same thing with money.
No, but
with money, that money has Kedushas Shvius, and whatever you buy with it has Kedushas Shvius. Same thing.
Because you have to buy.
Right.
The item drops with money. The item, if you're switching grapes for money, then the money gets the Kedusha, but the grapes.
Yeah, let's talk about money. Let's say grapes for money, right? Grapes keep the Kedushas Shvius.
And
the
money.
Yes. This is what I'm trying to bring out, which I didn't know until I read this footnote. The original always gets the Kedushas Shvius. It's when you go further down the chain that the first thing that's exchanged with the next thing, the first thing.
The receiver doesn't keep it
after it's transferred. Two goes to three, two loses it, three gets it. Three goes to four, three loses it, four gets it. But one
always
has it. Okay? So let's go back to our, and I thought this was a very geschmacka thing, very shikava. So let's go back to our example. So we have the original shemen that's Kedushas Shvius. Can the original shemen be used for adlaka?
Yes.
Yes, right?
Yeah.
How about the second shemen? Let's say a machlef shemen b'shemen. Can the second shemen be used for adlaka?
No.
Okay. So when I exchange one shemen for another shemen, the problem is both shemens are original, right? Both shemens were original. I was machlef shemen b'shemen. But both shemens also were, ones and they were twos. They were nechlaf. Yes? Why are you shaking your head? Tell me what you don't understand.
I don't understand the last thing you said.
Two identities.
One I understand. One has Kedushas Shvius. Correct?
Correct.
Your first order.
Correct.
Now you're exchanging it for another one that already has Kedushas Shvius?
Yes.
What's the point of doing that?
You did.
Okay.
This is the case.
That's the case.
So they're both Kedushas Shvius. Right.
Both Kedushas Shvius, except they're not your original. They were switched. So they have original Kedushas Shvius, and they also have Nechlaf Kedushas Shvius. Mitzad the Nechlaf, they can't be used for Hadlaka. That's what we said. That's the Gzeira.
Okay.
Because they're both twos. They're both ones, they're both twos. Mitzad the Nechlaf, they can't be used for Hadlaka. So when you take a three, which is the, let's say, meat, and you're machlif them, right? You're machlif them onto the meat.
Right.
They keep the Kedushas, because they're ones, they kept their Kedushas Shvius,
right.
And they can be used for Adlaka, right? And they lose their additional one. They lose their two, so there's no problem with Adlaka. That's the lumdus of how this works. What?
Wait a minute. So what happens to two?
Two becomes a one.
Two goes back. Each one was a one and a two.
Yeah, right.
So by being machlif, the additional thing, it loses its two, and the two, right? Two goes to three.
Yeah, but it's still
one that was
one.
Back to one, it has Kedushas Shvius, but you can be used Latlaka. And that's the halacha here. Okay? And the Gra, absolutely,
Ravini
that's Ravini's halacha. That's That's Ketzad Weiser, Reb Cheskev Hashem, Reb Yirmiya. That Machlev Shneam Shalhu, and that's the halacha. The Gra disagrees with this whole line. Just doesn't agree with the way that we're learning the Gemara. He says the only thing you get with, you don't get any additional, number two doesn't have any additional Isurim. The only thing number two had is what number one has. That's all. And he works out whatever we said before. He works that other thing out. So he doesn't agree with this. But that's the way the Rosh learns it. That's the way we're learning it. Okay, and you'll see why, because of this next thing.
Sorry, who came first, the Gra or the Rosh?
The Rosh is a Rishon. But the Gra is treated like a Rishon.
Okay.
Right, Reb Chaim Belozhin or Kamaya Rashba, Kamaya Ramban, whatever. No, the Gra is, yeah.
He's out of the gold
seats. Yeah. The Gra is a different Madrega. So, Hichlif Yayim B'Shemen. Let's say it's not Shem B'Shemen, it's Yayin B'Shemen. Kama da'at Omar, Yayin ein sochen oisai ve'im ad likim bai. Just like Yayin, it's not a permitted use for Yayin to anoint yourself or to be madlik with Yayin. U'duchavoshe, Shemen ein sochen oisai ve'im ad likim bai. So the oil
takes on the
what's in there. So you were asking me, Dove, you said, yes. Well, meat is not the same thing. No, it does.
Takes
on the thing. That's the Gra's main source right here. So the number two takes on whatever chumras from the number one. And so if you get shemen from yayin, can't be sukh with it, right? You can't be madlik with it.
Even though those are normal uses.
For shemen.
Right.
But since the source... The number one was Yayin, all bets are off, okay?
So this is regular Shemen. This is not Shemen Shviz.
I took the, yeah, could be, yeah, regular Shemen.
No,
regular
Shemen. If it was Shemen Shviz, it would be different, wouldn't it? Because Shemen Shviz, you can do Adlaka with it. So it would be again one and two.
Correct.
But because it's Vahadeh.
I thought it was chulin, yeah.
It's chulin.
Yeah, yeah.
It has to be chulin because then it's taking on the entire character of one.
Yeah. Yep. It says, since the exchange world derives its sanctity from Shvius wine, so you're right. Oh, one second, Dov. Pnei Maisha. This applies whether the oil exchanged for the Shvius wine is Shvius oil or non-Shvius oil. Since either way, the oil has acquired the sanctity of the Shvius wine. Doesn't matter.
So why wouldn't the Gemara specify?
Yeah. Well, no, wait a minute. If we start with the oil is mutter for those
I know, but since you are machlefit, it's in that chain. It's a number two, like we were trying to explain, and it takes on whatever the number one was. So it becomes a chumrah, even if it is Shvius.
Yeah.
Like we said before. Wild stuff, right? Really wild stuff. Okay. Hechlef, and similar case here. Hechlef olin bilulavin. Remember we had this idea that the leaves are subject to biur. The lulavin, the shoots, are not subject to biur, right? So let's say you exchanged shvius leaves for the shoots, right? Come on, the same are olin yesh lehem biur. If all you left with the shoots, even though it wouldn't have had beer, since you exchanged it for leaves, now it does have beer. Same thing. A third case. Okay? We're on 55A2. Hechlef oichle adam, ba oichle behema. Let's say you started off with human food and you switched it to animal food. Kama de semar, oichlei adam, ein oisem mehem melugma, just as we learned before, that you cannot use any part of the animal food to be made into a plaster for sick people, right? For human food, just as we cannot use human food, thank you. For plaster, so same thing, we'll have that chumrah. The Gemara says, what is going on here? Rabbi David, I'm surprised that you didn't pounce on me. Because Gemara's The Gemara's pouncing. The Gemara's pouncing. What are you talking about? Vasnina, we learned in a brisa. You can sell. Exactly. You can sell Eichle Adam and Eichle Behema to because remember we have this idea of Hefseid, right? Once you go down, it becomes Hefseid. You can't do that, right? And also similarly, Avaloi Eichle Behema Likach Behen Eichle Behema. You cannot sell Eichle Behema to get Eichle Behema. We'll explain for it. We'll go back to this in a second. But Kolshgain. How can you go down and sell Eichli Behema to buy, right? Eichli Adam to buy Eichli Behema. We just had this case, right? We just said, just like if you get rid of Eichli Adam, it can't be used for plaster. So now the Eichli Behema can't be used for plaster. What are you talking about? You can never go down. What's the case? So the Gemara says, Badar Knifta the Yarka. We're talking about a case is leaves that are trimmed from greens. So the greens were Eichle Adam. The leaves eventually became spoiled and Nifsal Ma'achilas Adam, even though they were originally Eichle Adam, right? So Maskin La Le'igra V'hi Yavsha Min Garma. Usually what happens with those leaves is they're taken up to a roof and they're allowed to be dried out to the point where they become Eichle Behema. At that point, they can, even though they started out as Eichle Adam, they can be used as Eichle Behema. What our Gemara was referring to, our Brisa, sorry, that said, you can't take Eichle Adam, which was plaster, and exchange it for Eichle Behema, and have. Right? Then the second thing cannot be used for plaster either. We were talking about those leaves. Because that is allowed to be exchanged. Even though it's allowed to be exchanged, but it still retains the chumrah of not being able to be used for melugma. Okay? Just going back on this idea, chevra, how is it, what's the problem here with selling eichle behema for eichle behema? You're not going down. Well, remember the middle part of the brisa says you can't do that. What's the problem? So look at the footnote 13 on the bottom. Rambam holds that you cannot sell food that's fit for one kind of animal for food that's fit for another kind of animal. Just like we said, each thing has its particular uses, right? So let's say it's cow feed. For donkey feed, no, you can't do that. Because that goes into... that goes into the idea of using it in the unusual manner, which is again hafsid, right?
There's a hierarchy even with animals.
There's a hierarchy even with animals, and you cannot change one kind of animal food for another kind of animal food. That's how the Rambam learns it. Yes. Well, now we're on 55b1. Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Yitzadok. What are the rules of Bior? And somebody points out, like, why are they here? Sefer Nir, in that first footnote, suggests the reason we're talking about it here is because we're talking about the exchange, right? And one was subject to Bior, one wasn't. So once we're there, we're going to give you a little preview of the Hilchas Bior. They're going to be thoroughly discussed in the ninth parak. This is not the place for this. But you'll see soon why Siyata Deshmaya told us or got us this stuff right now. Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Shimon Yitzchak b'yayin ad haPesach. For wine, the time of beer is the Pesach of the eighth year. Remember, the beer doesn't happen until the eighth year, okay, until later. B'shemen ad haTzeres, until olive oil, until Shavuos. U'b'gregros ad haPurim. And dried figs until Purim. That's when you have to mean Revirat. Rabbi Shem Rab Hanino, but Smaramara Chanukah. For dates, it's until Chanukah. Okay?
Bob, we referenced faith in today's
talk. Are you serious?
Yes.
Wow,
well,
amazing.
This is usually Fridays, but.
Yeah, that's amazing. So we got two Chanukah references. Which you're talking about? Your Hidlaka Esagodish? The Gummo's Hidlaka Esagodish?
It's a store.
The store.
Right. walking with flax and the person has this Hanukkah.
Yeah, that's one of the connections of Parshas Vayeshev to Hanukkah, because of that. That's Rashi says. The person's looking and saying, how is all this pishtan going to go in? By a base yaisef eish, right? Right. Right. But that's in Parshas Vayeshev. It's going to be next week. Okay. So let's go on in the Mishnah. Klipi Riman Bahanet Shalai, the rind of a pomegranate and its blossom and so on, also have Shvia sanctity. Okay? But here, it only mentions Shvia sanctity, did not mention beer. Didn't say that they were subject to beer. If you remember, the Mishnah had like a formula. It kept on saying it has Shvias, it has beer, Mayim beer, and so on. It said nothing about Klipe Rimon and Nates. So Rabbi Yila b'shem Rabbi Shimon bar Va. So Rabbi Yila said, related in the name of Rabbi Shimon bar Va. Rabbi Yochanan b'chabrusai have a yosven makshion. Rabbi Yochanan and his chevra were sitting and having difficulty. Omrin, yesh lahem beer, ein lahem beer. Taka, does Klipe Rimon and Nates have beer? Indeed, you can even wonder, because the only thing that's said specifically, if you look back at the Mishnah, there's only certain enumerated things that talked about beer. Does that mean that nothing else has beer? Okay?
What's it say, those two things?
What?
What you mentioned before Rabbi Yila.
Let's look at the Mishnah back on Numbeis, on 52. It said, right? 52A, 52A3, or anyone, any of the 52s. Okay? You'll see. Mishnah Beis. Oiklal Acher Amro. Kol Shehu Ma'oichu Adem Ma'oichu Behemim Minatzai Miskayim Ba'aretz Yesh Leishias Vado Shvias Ein Le Beer V'loy Le Dov Beer because of Miskayim Ba'aretz. So if it's not Miskayim, it has beer. If it is Miskayim, Be'ezezeh, what are these kind of things that are not Miskayim? And it has a list. Ein Lohem Beer. Okay? And that's it. Does that mean everything else has beer? You could ask that as well. And that is going to be the answer, that part of the answer that we're going to give is going to answer the second question as well. So they're asking, these things that didn't mention beer afterwards, do they have beer or not? Amar Rabbi Yanai. So Rabbi Yanai passed before them. They saw him walking. And they said, hey, Amrin. And Hagavra Mishalina, here's somebody we can ask, Rabbi Yanai. Let's run after him. Asu Shalunei. They Taka reached him and they asked him, Rabbi Yanai. Omer Lehen, he said, it's totally in a formula. It has a rule. Kol Darkoi Shadarkoi Lishar Yeshloi Beer. Anything that falls off the tree or its stem has beer, because it doesn't last on the field. V'she'ein darkei lishar, ein lo beer. And if it doesn't fall off, it doesn't have beer. So what's up with the Mishnah? V'elu, these particular things, klipa rimon and so on, mehan she'darkei lishar, u'mehan she'ein darkei lishar. Some fall off, some don't fall off. U'shra tano yomina. So therefore, our Tana avoided discussing them, because there wasn't a set rule with regard to these things. But you should know, whatever you observe, you, somebody that is familiar with these things, if you see they fall off, they have beer. If they do not fall off, they do not have beer. And that is a rule across the board. Okay? The Tana did not want to get into the niceties. With regard to pomegranates, footnote 8, pomegranate blossoms fall off, but the pits endure in the field. So the pits would not have beer, the blossoms would have beer. Okay? Let's go weiter. Hatzaba tzoveya. The next part of the Mishnah said that somebody that's a dyer, is that the right word?
Yeah.
A dyer?
Yeah.
D-Y-E-R?
Yeah, article says.
Okay. Someone that's a dyer can die for himself, but he can't die, right? That's what it says. He can die for himself, but he cannot die for others for payment. What was the lashon of the Mishnah? It said Hatzabat Soiveya. Hatzabat Soiveya. La'atzmai v'la'yitzava b'sachar, right? So there's a stira right there. It says he should do it for himself. Mashma, can he do it for anybody?
No.
No, even free. And then it says la'yitzava b'sachar, he can't do it for anybody with payments. Mashma, he can do it free. So we have a stira built into the way the Mishnah says it. So the Gemara asks, ma'u l'tzvaya b'toyva sanoya, can you do the dying for somebody else for the benefit of gratitude, right? Just basically for free, and you understand that somebody may pay you back, right? So miman de sane, from what we learned in a brisa, and I'm on 55b2. Ha shalshulis v'hachal bitzin, regarding shalshulis, which is the same thing as lishushis, which is krasapora tinctoria. Right? Or milky blossom. I thought that would get everybody going. Okay? Those two kind of dyes, hatagar ois latzbay, the tagar does for himself. By specifying it for himself, hada amra sha'asa l'tzvaya b'tzai v'sanayam, by saying that it's mashma, he can only do it for himself. He can't do it even for free for somebody else. And some want to even add to it and say, because we're talking about this inferior quality of dying, these are they're only used where the person doesn't charge money, and yet the Brisa says even this kind of thing where you wouldn't charge money, right, you can only do for yourself. It like drives it home. So it's a real diak. Okay? So from here the Yerushalmi is medayek, that what? The dyer cannot do it for free for somebody else. The Rambam paskins, the dyer cannot do it for someone else for
free
payment.
Oh, but free you're allowed.
Mashma, free you're
allowed.
Mashma, you can. What is going on with the Rambam? Looks like it's a pretty mefurish Yerushalmi. So there's a couple of approaches, and that's why it's very geshmak. I wanted to speak it out. This is the Yerushalmi Lishitasai. Yerushalmi holds that Taivas Hana is Kemama in Dami. That this idea that I'm doing it, even though I'm doing it for free, I'm going to get a favor back. That has a monetary value. And that's why it's Asr. But the Bavli holds, we and the Rambam Paskins, Taivas Hana, Lav Kemama in Dami. So if you hold Taivas Hana, Lav Kemama in Dami, you will be allowed to be doing this for somebody else without payment. That's one. And that's one derech. Another derech is that you see from the mishnah we had in a couple of prakim before that you can eat betova. Remember, we have Beis Hillel says you can do something betova. So betova indicates that, at least with regard to Shvius, you can do things for Taivas Hana. That personally, I don't understand that, because, I mean, Mehechitesi, the Rambam would pass one over the other. It would seem to be a stira. I mean, we're also dealing with Shvius. So I don't know why one would be a Raya and one wouldn't be a Raya. I just thought, the first thing's very geshmak. The Bavli holds Taivas Hana is Lav Kamamain, so Mela, you're allowed to do it. The Yerushalmi holds Taivas Hana is Kamamain. Okay? Weiter. This is a Shas Sugya. We're about to start a very important Sugya. Okay? If you remember, the Mishnah said, okay, we started out with Shvius, okay? And then we said, She'ein ois ischayra, right? With perishvias, you can't do business with perishvias. Ulay bechayras, ulay betrumas, ulay benevelos, ulay betreis, ulay beshkasim v'masim. That's the Mishnah here. Can't do schayra with these things. So here's a tzi. Ksiv, the Gemara here says it's written as follows: Temeim heimolachem. It's a pasuk. in Vayikra Yadalef, which I guess is, I'm not sure is where. Yadalef is where it's, I'm not sure. I'm not sure it's a, if it's Hazriya. Yeah, I'm saying it. I think it's maybe Sazria. Maybe Sazria. Yeah. So it says Tmeim Heimalachem, and Dov, if you go back, if you go down to Pasik Gimel, Bcholash Yipol Min Beis, Cholash Yipol Min Avlashim Ashin Yitma Tali Karan Yutas Tmeim Heimalachem. So it says Heimalachem or Tmeim Yulachem, not Yulachem, right? So what's the point? Why would it say, why would it repeat both things? Ela Echad Isser Achila, the Echad Isser Hana. You have two psukim, one for Isser Achila, one for Isser Hana. Now, can this be talking really about Isser Hana? The real Isser Hana that we're used to thinking about, like Shara Niskel? Could this be? Of course not, because you're talking about Tumah here. Okay? Must be the Isser Hana is Schoira. And here's where you learn Kol HaTorah Kula, that you cannot do business with something that's usher to you. Okay? So the Freitzach, the Kasha, the obvious Kasha is, well, what are we talking about? We're talking about Tumah. We're not even talking about something that's usher to eat. Where do you get this thing? We don't have a rule that you can't do schayra with things that are tumah. We're talking about things that are usher to you, like truma, spices, right? Where do you get this? So from here, is they learn, the mepharshim say that the whole halacha, b'chol ha'torah kula, not to do schayra, is midrabana, rabbinic. It is not midiraisa. It's an asmachta ba'alma. Okay.
During
Shvias
or just these things?
No, during Shvias also. Oh, no. Yeah, well, Achlov L'Schara, maybe not. Maybe during Shvias.
All right, no.
I'm not sure. But certainly those other things. Maybe Shvias is a little different. Because it says L'Achlov L'Schara. I don't know. But this thing that we just learned.
The entire is cosmic.
Right. And it may be for that reason that if you look at the Rosh Cirilio and you look at the side of the Gemara, right, he does not use these two psukim at all. Where it says, Hey Malachem, he is Gairis. Okay, the Rosh Cirilio is Gairis. Sheketzheim, look at the variant box. Sheketzheim, look at the side. The first pasuk is Sheketz Hein Lachem, not Tomei Lachem. And the second pasuk is the Sheketz Yu Lachem, not Tomei, Sheketz. And we're talking about things that you cannot eat. And if you learn it like the Rosh Cirilio, then you're dealing with an Issa Deraisa. That's big time difference as to which pasuk you use. If you use the pasuk, the two psukim by Tumah, it's an asmachta ba'alma. If you're using the psukim by sheketz, it's the real deal. So you're talking about not doing schara with things that are aser, mamish anissa deraisa. Big difference. Okay? What?
No,
the sheket, those two sheket psukim were not tumah.
No, that's
kosher treif. Yeah, so you're talking about mamish and issa d'oraisa.
Sheket causes tumah, but it's not part of it.
No, that's not, we're learning out of a different thing. So it's mamish a difference in, and it's mashbi. He brings down Taisus and Sacham. Taisus the Baba Kama seems to agree with the Rosh Cirilio that they're talking about a d'oraisa here. Big time. They talk about Rabban Deraisa. These are real time, as you know, people are in business for these kind of, you know, the food people have to deal with this a lot, right? Dealing with Dvar and Tmeim, you know, like Chazir, cold cuts, whatever it is, you know, right? I know that's not, we're not talking about the packaging, okay? We're talking about the food, okay? Dove gave me a dirty look. Okay, So we're not nun vavam aleph. Kol davar she isurai dvar taira asur lasas by schaira. Kol davar she isurai midivreyem mutar lasas by schaira. Anything that's asur dvar taira, it's asur to do schaira. But everything that it's only asur midivreyem, it's mutar. Break the gemara. So here, I mean, you can analyze it both ways, whether you're talking about deraisa or drabanan, and you guys tell me. But we're going to have three, right? We're going to have two short questions. Varei chamor. How about chamor dealers? Those are things that you can't that are usher, right? How can you deal, right? How can you trade chamor? The Gemara answers lemelachtai hu gadel. How can you trade? In other words, how can you be a dealer? How can you be a donkey dealer? How can you be
buy
a donkey
and sell,
dealer?
Buy and sell,
right?
Donkey dealer.
I meant trade in the sense of, you know,
the barter,
business. Not barter. You're in the business. Yeah. Yeah. You're in the trade. You know. Can you be in the donkey trade?
Avis rent the donkey.
What?
Avis rent the donkey.
Even though it's a non-kosher animal.
Exactly. Right. That's the Gemara's kasha. And for the Gemara, lemlachta you gadel. We're not selling it, right? We're not selling it for eating. We're generally selling it for
working.
You
can't sell trade food. You can't sell trade food from this.
Exactly.
Very gomo.
But we never said you can't ride on a chamar. Very gomo. This is a little bit worse, and you look at the footnote 3. Whereas donkey meat is not eaten at all, Ishmaelites eat camel meat. So some do eat it a little bit.
Yeah.
So you're getting a little bit more problematic. Hey, and with the Gemara Viter, no, Lamlachta Yogadel. It's normally raised, right? Not for meat, but for, that's the normal thing. So if you're talking about it, the Rabbanon, so we understand. This all fits in. The Rabbanon are only going to put their Gezerah down when it's something that's generally, right? Can't be used. But if you're talking about a deraisa, that's where I think Taisus speaks out. Taisus and Baba Kama speaks out that the gzeira is only for food, right? It comes from only things that can't be eaten. I think that's a problem. You have to ask your local Orthodox rabbi.
So what do you think?
Eating a patient in the hospital.
What is it?
You own a hotel, you can't serve typhus to a guy. You own a nursing home, can you serve typhus to a patient?
I don't. It's possible you can serve, but it's possible that you can't make a profit. It's all that's possible, you know.
It's a loss leader.
Maybe you can't make a profit.
You make money on the room. You say you make.
Let's back up for a second. You said hotel and nursing home. How about can you own a tray for restaurant? I think that's clear. You can't, right? Can you own a tray for restaurant? I don't think so. I don't think you're allowed to. So you're asking one step further. Well, let's say if it's not, you know, if it's just part of the business, you know, if it's a side thing. I don't know.
Right.
You know, you have to ask. And just to prove the point that we just made, that the isser of selling Laila Schaira, right? This isser is only for things that are derived from Natura Banam. Rav Haishia Nesavi Yaham Bihadei Muryas. Rav Haishia did business, right? Nisa V'Nisan means Nesavi Yaham. He did business with Muryas. Muryas is a dip made of fish oil mixed with bits of fatty fish innards, okay? And they prohibited it because very often they put wine in it. That's rabbinic. That isser is rabbinic. That's Tam Yenam. Rav Chuna, Nesavi Habi Hadein Chultusa. Similarly, Chiltis is a very sharp spice, right? And they used to cut that with grease of non-kosher meat, and that's also Midderabanan, because all that is, I assume, is batel. Right, so it doesn't have an issa deraisa, the chashash of those things that don't have an issa deraisa, and that's why they were able to trade in it, Rav Chuna and Rav Haishia. Okay, and that's biter in the Mishnah. The next halacha in the Mishnah was the idea that if you sell, obviously there's different gedorim according to different rishonim in doing business and what you're allowed to do with perishvias. But let's just take the one in terms of learning through our Gemara. Can we do that? Just the Pashita one. There's a three-way machlaikis. It's in a wonderful footnote back in the Mishnah. So Ayin Shom. Okay, a three-way machlaikis between the Rash, the Ri, and the Gra. Okay, we're just going to go with the Rash. Just the Rash. And the idea is one person cannot pick and also sell themselves, but a person can pick and get another person to sell. That's not doing business with Perishvias, because he's gotten somebody else to do the selling. So it's almost like can I give a terrible mashal? It's like akira v'hanocha. In other words, if one person does the akira, one person does the hanocha. So the only time it's doing business is if you pick it and you sell it. That's the whole business of, right? But if you're only doing part of it, it's not part of it.
So, why would it not be Misaye over Avera?
It's not over Avera. It's not a case of over Avera. It's the kind of getter where it's either a small amount or you're doing it in an item where you're... In other words, there's certainly ways and things you cannot do at all with Perishvias in terms of selling it. But there are eifanim where you can sell it, even when you, right? But one of the things you can't do, even otherwise permitted, is doing everything yourself. That you can't do. Okay. I'm telling you, Ayin Shom, you got to look at the, I looked at in preparing for today.
When you were dealing with trees.
Exactly. We're about to say that right now. Let's say it. If you look at the footnotes in the Mishnah, it goes through all the shittas. It's quite complex. Let me just say that. Tani, lo yehu chamisha malak din yarak vechav meicher. Let's say everybody's in the partnership. They're all considered one person. So you can't have five people picking and one person who's part of that partnership also selling. Doesn't work. It's like one person.
One.
Because they're all aval, exactly. You can have four, and you can have one person sign the partnership. Aval Mike or who shall I say aver? But if two people picked separately, one person can sell their own and also sell the other. Why? Because we always have all of b'chola tarikula this idea of havla, right? As long as he's selling for somebody else, he can also stick his own stuff in with it. Okay, as long as he's leading with the other persons. And chamisha achim alakdim ve'achad meicher al yedeihem. And also, you could have five brothers, and have one of them sell on their behalf, because they did not collect the vegetables jointly, right? We have no problem doing it because each one gathered it by themselves. I'll just read from the footnote. The Braisa teaches that although people might get the impression that the brothers are working jointly, the rabbis did not forbid this on account of Maris Ayin. Okay? And the Gemara qualifies the last ruling. We're turning the page on 56a2. Rabbi Yaisi b'Rabbi Bun, and here's where Rabbi David was alluding to. There's where you get into the business where you cannot do this. Rabbi Yaisi b'Rabbi Bun, u'bavash liyasu pleitar. I'm not talking about Sammy. Talking about pleitar, not pleader, okay? This is permitted, provided they don't sell up, they don't have a retail, they don't have a person that's a retailer, meaning somebody that buys and sells and deals with a lot of different people. You can't have that set up. That becomes a business of doing business. Omahu, the Gemara asks, Malbo Lashli Yasa Pleitar, what is considered retail? What is considered retail? He cannot set up a store, can't have a storefront, a place where he sells, where all 6 years of the Shemitah cycle, he's selling in that store, and then he changes the signage, and he says, Heter Mechira, right? Can't have that. That's considered retail. Okay? The Istaboy Maymar more machmer, Shloye Hemizabim Bechol Shah. He can't be in the same location, even right, even if he changes his location from, he doesn't do anything for the 6 years, or he changes his location, he can't even be in the same location during that year. Right? That's exactly. You can have a truck, right? And here's another Bryce, a Tani. It's this is related, but a little bit different. Tony, Achan Bani Yishayim Avashi Yerakas Mishvias, a storekeeper that he sells prepared food and he cooks the Yerakas of Shvias. Loyehem Echasha Schori Al Dmei Shvias. He shouldn't charge his fee based on the Dmei Shvias. Am Lachasha Val Yayim Al Hashem Amal Av Tala. He charges only for yayin that's non-shvius or shemen that's non-shvius that's in the recipe, or avtola, or for work that he would otherwise do that's non-shvius work. This is a big chumrah. He has not a lot of charge, according to the Mepharshim, that from Badayak here. No, he can't charge for his own work, his own time, for making the shvius recipe. That he cannot charge for. He can only charge for schar batola of time that he would otherwise use for other kinds of profit. So that's...
He has to charge for the non-shvius.
Yes. Non-shvius food and also but for his time. Non-shvius time.
He says it's avla. He does avla. Avla.
Exactly. It's avla. Yeah. Right? Rabbi Law, and in fact, Rabbi Law mefakid le'ilan chal toraya. He used to tell the people that were frying things up. They were using shvius wheat, right? Non-shvius wheat in shvius oil. Mishka, don't charge me for the oil. Just charge me for the wheat. Exactly. Same thing with lulav and esrog. Exactly. Same deal. Okay, ubalvash lohayum nasai, right? So we had this. This is going to be a little bit. Let's go back to the words of the mission again because it's going to be a little bit involved. This sugya, slightly involved. Okay, the Mishnah said, and I'm on 52b, I think. Yeah. Okay, 52b. Again, this is a shas sugya. This is not just here. Lokach b'char lemishnah, right? If he happened to have bought, right, a bechor, then he can sell the extra, right, if he doesn't need it. Or, right, trappers that got unkosher things, if they came into the trap, they are allowed to sell them. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af mishin esman alfi darkai, not only trappers, regular people, not only trappers, can also sell. Obobad shlei tehayum nas lekach. As long as he's not going to make it into a whole umnis to sell these non-kosher things. Chum maisim the chum say it's not good. So Rabbi Yehuda said, that's the key we're going to kind of key off on. As long as it's not his job, then it becomes osur. So we learned, Tani, is it? Where are we? No, sorry, Taman Taninon. We learned in the Mishnah Sanhedrin. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. We're talking about people that are puzzled to be Dayanim or puzzled to be Eidos. We have a whole list of gamblers and Seichrei Shvius, right? And so on. Right? Sachabikubi, those kind of people. A Masai Bizman Shain Loi Umnis. Elohu. We're talking about specific Seichrei Shvius. Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah Sanhedrin, the only time they're possible is only if they have no other occupation. Aval Yesh Loi Umnis Shalohi. Harezek Kosher. But if he has an Umnis besides this, it is Kosher. Right? He is kosher, yeah. So the Gemara is medayik And I'm going to learn this Gemara according to the Groth straight. Don't, okay? The Gemara's Madaik in that Mishnah. It says if he has any other occupation, he's good. He's kosher. So hey chabira, how does it work? If all of the years beside of the Shviya cycle, he does nothing. He starts dealing a pair of shviyas b'aveira. If he has another occupation during shviyas, kosher. But in laf pasul, right?
If what is the second one? How does the second one inform the first?
What do you mean? He's
6 years, he doesn't do
anything. Can I speak to you in Yiddish? As a leider geyer. Okay. He does nothing the whole
6 years.
Comes Shvius, he starts being nice and beperus. So if he does something else that year, he's still good.
He's okay.
Because the mashmas of the Lashon is, Rabbi Yehuda said, in any malachtai, whether it's during Shvius or whether it's the other years, he's good. Okay? Avol im laf pasul. If he has nothing else to do, he's unfit. Avolim why yoyshev oisev malachtai kol shei shvua. If he taka has something to do all 6 years, kivin shabash shviyas, hischol mashi yadav nasim nasim peres habeira, af mi she'eni mimlacha acheres, kosher. Even if he has nothing to do that seventh year because he had a job. So that's the mashmos of Rabbi Yehuda. Okay? So we are going to skip this next thing. Okay? That's Rabbi Yehuda, what we will call Rabbi Yehuda of the Mishnah. Tani, this is according to the Gra. I'm reading this according to the Gra. Tani, are you guys with me? Tani, Rabbi Yehuda Lechumra?
Yeah.
But we also have a Brisa that learns Rabbi Yehuda more stringently, very similar. Hey, Chabida, what's going on here? Hayah Yoshev Isaac Gemlachti Kol Shnei Shavua, Uvashvi is Hizchol Mashad Asyari Lisa Likim Beperis Abeira. Kosher.
Kosher.
Right? If he has another malacha, he is kosher. Okay? V'imlav pasul. If he doesn't have another malacha, he is pasul.
Meaning in the Shvi'is year, he needs to have another malacha.
In the Shvi'is year, even if he's not a Leida Geyer, even if he did something to all 6 years. Okay?
On the Shvi'is year, Rabbi Yehuda was saying that if he did that alone, it's enough. He says,
right.
No, you need to...
Right.
So
correct.
Mine says mutter.
One second.
I'm
going to get to that. Shapsi. I'm going to get to it in a second. That's like extra credit. Let's just read kosher. When you do the research and you look at our girsa in Sanhedrin, that Mishnah, it says kosher. It doesn't say mutter. Because we're talking about kosher means
kosher
apostle for Adas, correct? Right.
The
Imlav apostle Abol and Loi Hayasu Malka Koshne Shavua King Shabbos. Even if he has another occupation
in
Shvius, puzzle. It doesn't matter, right? Because he had to have an occupation
on the sixth year,
right? Okay, so that's right. So that is a different story. And we're not Gairus Leibada. We're not going to do that either. So comes Rabbi Bob Bar Zavda, Rabbi Avo B'Shem Rabbi Yozar Halachic Rabbi Yehuda Masnisin. The halacha is like we were Madaik in Rabbi Yehuda of the Mishnah, which is we're Makel in it. And Ikalas Rabbi Bob Bar Zavda the Marshua Mishum Zeirmine. And we acclaim Rabbi Bob Bar Zavda, who was a couple of generations older than Rabbi Avohu, right, and Rabbi Lazar, and he still quoted it. It shows that he is an anav, that he was willing to quote people, la halacha, that were younger in younger generations. Okay? So that is the sugya. Okay, it's just according, right? Just in terms of how we learn a pashup shot and how we're gyrus. The Rosh, if you look at that variant box, says that we're talking about a different we're talking about a different thing completely. Okay, that we're referring to our Mishnah here. That there's two Rabbi Yehudas going on. Remember, we had Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah that talked about trapping and said it was Nizdamein, as long as this Nizdamein, it just chanced and it was not his umnas, you could keep it and you could sell it, right? So the Rosh says this goes with the Mechaira, both of these are connected, right? The Mishnah in Sanhedrin, where Rabbi Yehuda says, as long as he has another umnas, right? Even if he deals in the wrong thing, that's also like something that is just chance. He has another umnas, and these payers just kind of come to him, right?
So that he's allowed.
Right. And so, and he says here, the Rosh explains, the first Brisa was talking about the ruling in Sanhedrin, which was Mekel, which was Lakula. The second Brisa is referring to our Mishnah, right? And we had to go ahead and say Rabba Bar Zavta, to say the halacha is like our Mishnah, and that's why we said mutter and not kosher. That's what we're talking about. Mutter, are these Peres Shvius mutter for him to sell or not sell? That's what the Bryce was referring to. If you're going like Rabbi Yehuda in Sanhedrin, so you would be more makel, and the pears would be mutter to sell. If you're going like Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, we're more machmer, and the pears are usher to sell. Not right. That's how the Rosh kind of ties in those two things. Okay, let's just finish it up.
I thought that one was referring to the pears and not to the individual.
The mutter?
Yeah, mutter and kasha.
According to the Rosh, the mutter is referring to the peiros. According to the way we learned it,
kasha is
the person.
No. Kasha is the person.
Yeah, yeah. Okay? So now we're dealing with, okay? We said before, we mentioned that the trappers are, we're more makel with the trappers, yeah. Okay? So af hocha kain. Since it's permitted for trappers to sell these trapa creatures, so why not the people that are not trappers? Like, what's the problem? We're not in Zion and Aleph. I'm Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Bun Tamon and Amalkos Inesis. With respect to people that are not professionals, the government doesn't oppress them with taxes. Bram Hocha Amalkos Inesis. But people that are not, right? People that are not. Unregulated, and the gra, if you look at that text box, learns apochake means, are we also just like again back to Sanhedrin, and he says, just like we had the halacha was like Rabbi Yehuda in Sanhedrin, where we were makel, is it going to be also here, by Peres Shvius, are we going to allow somebody who has another occupation to sell? Why wouldn't we be makel like Rabbi Yehuda in Sanhedrin over here as well? And the Gemara answers exactly the opposite. Tamon, with respect to Shvias, Hamalchus Oinesis. We had this, remember we had the Gemara before? Remember in a few prakim back, we had where there were whole swathes of Eretz Yisrael that they were mavatal shvius because of the malchus. Remember we had that.
Yeah.
So that's what he's saying. He's saying taman ha malchus oinesets by shvius, the government oppresses them with tax. Bram hoch ena malchus oinesets by the trappers, there is no tax burden. So there's no imperative to rule leniently. So it's exactly the opposite. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.